Welcome to Tech Talk with Blossom. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola, and on here, we talk about everything about the software engineering career, sometimes even bringing you lived experiences of other software engineers to help you make better decisions about your career as a software engineer. And if you are planning to get into tech, then just to give you an insider view of what it currently is like. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you sit back and enjoy. If you've been anywhere near the professional space recently, you know that the buzziest of the buzzy words is networking. Well, I think it's layoffs now, and then followed by working from home. But networking ranks high up there with the buzzy words in the professional space. It's very hard for anyone to make a single post and not talk about networking. I mean, even during layoffs, right? People were posting about their offers that got rescinded and layoffs happening at different tech companies and basically trying to use their network to get other offers and other roles. And yeah, it's been a thing where people are seeing the importance of having a really good professional network. And so it's really become like the thing to really talk about networking and encourage people to network. I mean, every professional career coach I follow, every recruiter, everyone is talking about networking, right? And so I just really want to share what my personal experience with networking has been and some of the myth of networking that I've kind of like seen being thrown around, and to just dispel some of those again with my own personal experience. So the first thing is that networking is just being thrown around without context. Or rather, I've seen two different ways in which networking has been described or explained or just really used. So the first one is where people are like, you know, just go out and network, send a bunch of connections to people you that are working in your field, you want to learn from, and go out to tech events and all of those things. And the second bit is just, you know, you have to be really strict with your connections. The first bit is just like, you know, just connect with a whole bunch of people. Be this person that is connecting with everyone. And the second one is just really like, you know, you want to be strict with your connection. You want to connect with people who are going to be somehow beneficial to you. I think this take is even off-putting to an extent, because it just views people like, oh, you know, are you going to be of some use to me? No, ignore your LinkedIn connection or something, or don't form a network with this person. I think that's extreme and is wrong, and I'm glad it's not the narrative that is being thrown out the most. The one that is being thrown out the most is, you know, just network. But what I've seen is that just networking with a bunch of people, that's not the core of networking. Networking is not having a whole lot of people in your connection. Networking for me is forming relationships or leaving a lasting impact on someone. For instance, when people think about a software engineer from Nigeria that loves to solve data structures and algorithm, I want to be one of those people they think about. I want to be one of those people. For instance, on LinkedIn right now, if you are talking about, you know, software developers that connect people with jobs, you're talking about Danny Thompson. If you're talking about software developers that help junior developers become better, you're talking about Raymond Gan. So basically, that is what networking is. Being someone that people can attach a brand to. You are not just someone with thousands of, you know, followers and everything. You have real relationships, and this does not mean that, you know, personal and all of those relationships where you are easily identifiable in the crowd. Either you're always leaving comments. There are people that I'm not even directly connected to on LinkedIn, but I know that this person is always, you know, solving challenges on my post, leaving this comment, and I just recognize them like, oh, you know what, this person always have whatever optimized solution I think I have, they have a better optimized solution. And so I'm always looking forward to their comment. You know, that's a way of leaving an impression. Networking is about showing your value, leaving an impression. And you leave an impression by showing your value. And basically, that is all networking really is. So what I mean by busting the myth of networking, especially for junior developers, is that you don't want to go about, you know, sending bunch of connections to everyone, you know, going to all of these events and paying, you know, there are some events where you have to pay, and then you are not really seeing a return on all of these investments. And that's because when you are networking, you are not showing your value. One of the best ways to show your value is to define your niche. Okay, what do I do? I'm a software engineer. Okay, what kind of software engineer am I? How can I provide value to someone? How can I provide value to whoever I'm connecting with? How can I show them this value that I am providing? Okay, I can, you know, I'm a front-end developer, and there are some tips and tricks I've picked up along the way. I can share that with people. And you share tips and tricks about, you know, front-end development journey, and people are like, oh, you know, I really resonate with that makes sense, and then they attach, you know, that front-end knowledge to you. It's kind of like at the back of their mind. It doesn't matter if they are connected to you, if they interact with you, they can just see your post. You know, some people don't like or interact, they just see it, and it becomes consistent, right? And so they can attach a particular skill set with you. And so you want to be that person who people can attach a particular value to. It's just like people who make YouTube videos about solving their say problems, and then people are like, oh, you know what, if you have a problem with I think there's this person that I really used to watch his videos, Knitscode, there is, I think, Kevin. You know, there are people that you really associate them with the value that they give, and that's networking at large. So that is what I mean by, you know, lacking context when it comes to networking. I feel like if you go about, I mean, people are very altruistic, and people are really giving out referrals, and even if they don't know you, right, you ask them for referrals, and a lot of people are really cool with just giving you that. But there are some people who are very mindful of their reputation, and so when you ask for referrals, they are not really sure of your skill set, of the values you give. I think this is especially true for companies like startups. I mean, where everyone kind of like knows everyone, and so they are not too willing to stake their reputation for someone whose values and skill set they are not sure of. But if you've been kind of like showing what you bring to the table while networking, then that's a whole different ball game. So this is just like a nod rather, like, rather than actively networking and reaching out to every software engineer that went to the same bootcamp as you did, that went to the same college as you did, which is great. Those are your network. You have something in common, which is better than, you know, flat out strangers. That's not a bad thing too, because you also want to connect with everyone around the world, but also you want to show the value that you bring. That's the best way to network, and so that when you want to reach out to people for connections and stuff or referrals, it's easy because they know the value that you bring. And I was watching Clement, one of the founders of Algo Experts. I think he's the sole founder, but yeah, I was talking about how he got a referral from Tech Lead when he was leaving Google to Facebook. And he got this referral by just saying, you know what, I built Algo Expert. You can see this is what I do. You already know I'm the founder of Algo Expert, so I need a referral. And it wasn't that hard because Tech Lead could see, okay, this is what you do. It's pretty obvious you are good at what you do. And he was very willing to give him the referral. And so that is how to actually network, right? It's by showing the value. Showing your value. This is especially important for junior developers. We really need to show our value. If you're a senior developer, and I feel like as a senior developer, connections naturally gravitate to you because people know that at this stage of your career, you have a wealth of experience that they can learn from. And so people are eager to connect with senior software developers and learn from them. And so I think that as a senior developer, connecting is pretty, like, it's pretty straightforward, right? As a senior developer, your value is clear. But as a junior developer, you're just starting out. You have to really show what you bring to the table. You have to put your value first. Like, okay, you know what? I want to show my value. You cannot just, you know, show your value. Are you building cool stuff? Show that. Show up, basically. I think that's the key phrase of this podcast. If you take anything from networking, from this podcast about the networking myth, it's not to just go out and meet a bunch of people. They're also meeting a bunch of people. They won't remember you. How do you stand out from the crowd? Because every other person too is trying to connect. Everyone is realizing that connections are so important. So everyone is trying to connect. So how do you stand out? By showing your value. Simple. And even before I knew about, you know, actively networking, I know how important networking is. And I think this was the first year in my career. I was fresh out of my internship. And so I joined this hackathon. It's called HNG. It's an internship, but it's also like an hackathon because it's really intense. It's round the clock. There are challenges that you have to complete against a certain time frame to move there. It's basically like levels. It's an internship, but like I said, it's like an hackathon because you have to complete challenges to move up to the next level. And these challenges are time bound. And even if you are a junior developer with zero experience, no one really cares. All we care about is all the internship cares about is how quickly you can find solutions to the problems that you have been given. And so there are times where you'll be required to join a team, and you can't be too attached to your team, really, because teams get disbanded as quickly as it gets formed, because in the next challenge, it could be solo or it could be a team thing, and you are just randomly selected into teams. So yeah. So in one of the teams I was in, I was a front-end developer on the team. I think at some point I was part of the front-end leads in the team and, you know, just organizing other front-end developers. It was really intense, actually, having to pull different people across different time zones to get tasks done and having to get a lot done yourself. So it was really intense. We were barely sleeping and our phones were always on because we exchanged contacts. So, you know, if you're not online, a team member can give you a call and just inform you of things. So the point is, during this internship/hackathon, I met a lot of, you know, really good developers, good people, senior developers that I became kind of like acquaintance with. I don't call them friends because we're not that close, or we're not even close at all, but we knew each other, we're friendly. And by virtue of contacting one another for tax updates in case you were not online, I had some of these people's contacts. I didn't finish the internship hackathon because I had another internship at that point, which was like a normal job, and yeah, I needed to put my full attention. I couldn't be as hands-on at that project, so I withdrew. But before then, I had formed all of these relationships. And so after that hackathon, I think about 3 months later, I got a call from one of the people that I worked with in a team. It was basically informing me of an opportunity at his workplace and if I'll be interested in this opportunity. And of course I was interested. It was literally a leap in my career. It's my current role. And yes, I was very interested. And for months I kept wondering why this person called me, because since the hackathon, we never had any conversation anymore. I had their contacts, but I didn't even know they still had my contact because there was just no communication, right? But this just goes to show that when you show your value and leave an impact, you are kind of like on people's minds. Not that they are thinking of you, but if there's an opportunity that arises and they're like, you know what, we need a carpenter, like, oh, I remember this girl that, you know, saved my decks when I was in school, or she constructed this really great desk and I think she can do something. That's a random example. But basically, when you show your value, even if people are not constantly thinking of you, you are kind of like at the back of their minds if a situation arises where your skill set and your value is needed. So that's why you want to put forward your best foot. You want to show your value so that people can associate that's with you, and you know, when opportunities come, you are the one they are thinking about. So as you go about networking, which is really important for our career, please don't just connect to a bunch of people. Don't go with the mindset of, you know, I have nothing to offer. If you are a software engineer, you are learning something, the HTML you know is enough to offer. Though I don't think you know just HTML, but that's the point of this podcast. I hope you learned something new. I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening and hanging out with me. As always, I hope you learned something new, pondered or something new, or something just made this whole thing worth your time. You can catch me on LinkedIn, it's Blossom Babalola. On Twitter, it's Blossom Babalola. And everywhere else, it's Blossom Babalola. Till next episode, keep building, keep doing awesome stuff.